Vice Chancellor, Sri Shankar G, Mrs. Sukanya Shankar, Ms. Anushka Shankar, Mr. John McCarthy, immediate past Australian High Commissioner to India, and ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the University, I extend to you a very warm welcome to this afternoon's special conferring of a Doctor of Laws honoris causa on a remarkable person, Ravi Shankar, the legendary sitarist and composer. He is India's most esteemed musical ambassador and a singular phenomenon in classical music worlds in the East and the West, a man who brings the two worlds together. He is a musician ahead of his time in musical versatility, performance, composition, and interaction with great musicians of the world. I begin the ceremony by acknowledging the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations, the traditional owners of the land on which this ceremony will take place. And it gives me great pleasure to announce that the Australian India Institute, which was established by this university and launched by the Deputy Prime Minister Gillard in New Delhi last year, played an important role in facilitating this event. The Institute has been established to promote a meaningful relationship between the higher education institutions here and others in India, with a focus on India's culture, social, scientific, and economic pursuits. The Institute is up and running with its own board of directors and staff, and as Deputy Director Professor John Webb and General Manager Dr. Nick Hill are here today. Now, the conferring of an honorary Doctor of Laws by this university is the greatest honour it can bestow on any person. It is awarded infrequently and only to persons who have made an outstanding contribution to society. There can be few more deserving to receive this honour than Ravi Shankar, whose outstanding contribution to music in India and the world will be briefly summarised by our Vice Chancellor, Professor Glyn Davis. I say briefly summarised advisedly because to recount all the outstanding achievements and contributions of this remarkable man would not only embarrass him, but will take a considerably longer time, I'm sure, than Ravi Shankar would want to sit through. Now, I will be conferring the Doctor of Laws honoris causa on Ravi Shankar by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Council of the University. And I now call on Professor Jeff Stevens, President of the Academic Board, to certify the entitlement to this degree.
Chancellor, I certify to you and to the University that the candidate now to be presented has fulfilled the conditions prescribed for the admission to the degree and is entitled to be admitted to the rank, privileges and responsibility of that degree.
By virtue of the authority committed to me, I shall present Ravi Shankar a certificate of admission to the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa, and by so doing shall admit him to the rank, privileges and responsibilities of that degree. I now call on the Vice Chancellor, Professor Glyn Davis, to present Ravi Shankar for the honorary degree.
Chancellor Alex and Elizabeth Chernoff, Pandit Ravi Shankar, Sukiyana and Asuka, ladies and gentlemen. When George Harrison passed away in 2001, the American composer Philip Glass wrote in the New York Times, "I see the great musical adventure of our time as the emergence of a world music culture which crosses lines of geography, race, and gender." And Glass cited a couple of very important people, the most distinguished of whom is with us this afternoon, Ravi Shankar. We know that a special relationship existed between these two famous figures of 20th century music, and as Ravi Shankar has said, George was like a son to me. But the enormous contribution made by Ravi Shankar goes much beyond one special relationship and indeed reaches out to the whole of humanity. As today's citation records, Ravi Shankar has bridged the classical music worlds of East and West. With an international career spanning an astonishing 79 years and always ahead of his time, He's written three concertos for sitar and orchestra, violin sitar compositions for Yudi Menuhin and himself, music for legendary Japanese and French musicians, and a collaboration with Philip Glass on the album Passages. Ravi Shankar, of course, is well known for his collaboration with former Beatle George Harrison, who produced and participated in three Ravi Shankar albums. But beyond that, his musical outreach has touched the worlds of ballet and cinema. With compositions in India, Canada, Europe, and the United States, including, of course, his Academy Award-nominated composition for the film Gandhi. And as Chancellor Chernoff has said, Ravi Shankar's great influence has also reached out into the field of humanitarian assistance. From this standpoint, it's important to recall the famous Concert for Bangladesh in 1971, which for the first time harnessed some of the immense influence of Western rock music and turned it to a strictly humanitarian purpose. The Concert for Bangladesh marked the first time rock musicians collaborated for a common humanitarian cause with those from a wider world. It provoked awareness of the plight of refugees among so many, and over $15 million was raised at the time for UNICEF to support programs providing lifelong assistance to children caught in humanitarian crisis. This fundraising model has been widely emulated in the decades since. UNICEF recognized Ravi Shankar's efforts and gave him a special award for the concern he showed to children affected by that crisis. Ravi Shankar is the recipient of many honors which recognize his outstanding contribution to music, his expansion of the appreciation of Indian music and culture throughout the world, and his humanitarian work. He's an honorary member of the American Academy of Arts and Letters and a member of the United Nations International Rostrum of Composers. He's received countless awards and honors from his own country and from all over the world, including India's highest honor, Bharat Ratna, the Fukuoka Grand Prize and the Presidium Imperial from Japan, the Polar Music Prize of 1998, and the Crystal Award at Davos, which acknowledged him with the title of Global Ambassador. In 1986, Ravi Shankar was nominated as a member of India's Upper House of Parliament. In 2000, he was given the French Legion of Honour, and in 2001, awarded an honorary knighthood by Queen Elizabeth II. Through humanitarian projects, but above all through his music, Ravi Shankar has made a lasting contribution to international understanding. This is a cause we embrace and celebrate in Australian universities, and today it is a great pleasure for the University of Melbourne to bestow on you, Sri Ravi Shankar, our highest honour, the Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
Mr. Vice Chancellor and all the friends, I am overwhelmed. I feel so humbled by this awesome doctorate of law. My father, of course, was a lawyer. He was barrister at law in the Privy Council in London. But me and law, I can't even argue with my wife or my two daughters. They always win the case. Though I have the last word, I always say, you are right, my dear. Anyway, I don't know what to say really, excepting that I'm deeply grateful for this honor that I have been, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on your behalf, I thank Dr. Ravi Shankar for inspiring us today with these stories about the law and your father and throughout your distinguished career. This concludes the proceeding of the degree conferring ceremony, and on behalf of the university, I have much pleasure in inviting you to remain for refreshments after the official party has departed.